Eggermeyer's Bible Storybook, Crossing the Jordan, Joshua chapters 3-5. It was early in the morning in the Israelites' camp. The people ready and waiting and to start on their last march to the Promised Land. Joshua, their new leader, was brave. God had given him courage. He knew the time had come to move forward, so he gave the command. Leading the way were the priests carrying the ark. Behind them came the Levites carrying the pieces of the tabernacle. Then all the people followed. When they came to the Jordan River, it was flooded over its banks. On the other side, they saw the green hills and beautiful fields of Canaan, but the river was too deep and swift for them to cross. They camped by the river and waited for the flood to pass. Perhaps the people of Jericho looked at the flooded river and thought, "We're safe from the Israelites for a while. They will never be able to cross the river while it is flooded." After 3 days of waiting, the officers went through the camp and told the people, "When you see the priest carrying the ark of the Lord, be ready to follow it." And Joshua said, "Tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you." How excited the people were! At last they were going to enter Canaan. The next day, Joshua told the priest, "Take up the ark and pass before the people." Soon everyone was ready to go. God told Joshua, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Tell the priests to carry the ark to the Jordan. When they come to the brink of the water, have them stand still." They did as the Lord commanded. When the priest stepped into the water, the flooded water stopped flowing and stood up on one side. All the water ran off the river's bed, and the people crossed on dry land. God wanted the Israelites always to remember how he had helped them cross the Jordan River. He told Joshua, "Command one man from each tribe to take a stone from the middle of the river where the priests stand with the ark. When your children see these 12 large stones, they will ask their fathers, 'Where did these stones come from?' Then the fathers will tell their children how I brought them across the Jordan River. These stones will be memorial to the children of Israel forever and ever." After the men had picked up their stones, the priests carried the ark to the Canaan side of the river. As soon as the priest's feet touched the shore, the waters flooded the river as before. Soon news reached Jericho and all their neighbors that the Israelites had crossed the river. They heard that God had dried up the flooded Jordan River to let the Israelites cross over. And all the people of Canaan were afraid because the Israelites served such a mighty God. On the plains near Jericho, the Israelites made camp. They called the place Gilgal. Gilgal. Here they gathered grain from the fields around Jericho. Those who had been born in the wilderness had never eaten grain before. They found fruit, too. How much they enjoyed the good food of Canaan. For 40 years, God had sent the Israelites fresh manna from heaven each day, except the Sabbath. Now they did not need manna anymore, for they had come to a good land of grain, fruit, and vegetables. Never again did manna fall.